Orla, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Ilan Shenekar, Vinishtai Bo Sharish Potter. If you have a tree that's uprooted and the roots remain. And the Taisyantiv explains that it was uprooted from the dirt that was surrounding the tree, but the roots of the tree were still intact, and the dirt surrounding these roots also were still intact. So it's Potter, because the roots are still intact, and so is the earth around it. V'kami yehi ha-shayrish. So how big does these roots have to be in order to us to automatically assume that the tree is ongoing and it's going to continuously be sustained by the roots? Rabbi Gamliel Oimer Mishem Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Toisa Kemachat Shel Mitun. So this is the needle that the weavers would use to stretch the cloth. It's called a stretching pin. In order to widen and stretch a cloth, they would use this type of pin, this type of needle, and the thickness of this pin, this mitun, that's the minimum size that the roots would need to be to assume that it's still going to be sustained by the same earth, and it's therefore looked at as one continuous lifespan from its initial growth. And therefore you'd be potter from Orla.